The Missing Piece is a children's picture book by poet Shel Silverstein. The story centers on a circular shape like creature that is missing a wedge shaped piece of itself. And it doesn't like this, and it sets out to find its missing piece, singing, "Oh, I'm looking for my missing piece. I'm looking for my missing piece. Hidey-ho, here I go. I'm looking for my missing piece." Well, it starts out on a grand adventure, searching for the perfect piece to complete itself, while singing and enjoying the scenery. However, after the circle finally finds the exact size wedge that fits it, it begins to realize that it can no longer do the things it used to do enjoying, like singing or rolling slowly enough to enjoy the company of a worm or a butterfly. So it decides that it was happier when searching for the missing piece than actually having it. So it gently puts down the piece and continues searching happily. When we are born, we have a box of puzzle pieces, and each piece represents a piece of one's life. And as we live, the puzzle fills in, and we see the picture. Eventually, there is only one piece left, the one that takes us home to God. Well, this image looks a bit like our scriptures today. Exodus launches the beginning of the journey into the desert. And there Moses encounters God on the mountain and invites the people into a covenant with the divine self. God made a promise to the people of Israel, and if they adhere to the covenant, they will be protected. In putting together a jigsaw puzzle, usually a person starts with the border and then fills in the rest of the design. Like the borders of a puzzle, the covenant is the structure that gives boundaries to the Israelites' lives. And if they keep the rules of the covenant, then their lives will have order and safety. Without the border, the picture falls into chaos. Each of us has the puzzle of our own life, with the goal of seeing how that picture fits into God's universal plan. It's all about our call and mission. God called the world into being. God calls Moses into leadership. God called the people into the covenant. Jesus called and named the 12 apostles, and all said yes. As I approach my retirement in 12 days, but who's counting? I was thinking how my vocation to the priesthood has served as the border of my puzzle for my 51 years of ministry. The 9 parishes in which I've served, 6 as pastor, have each been a prize piece of this magnificent puzzle of my life. I know that I will never retire from the life vocation that is mine, and many have told me they have been beneficiaries of my priesthood. For priesthood is who I am essentially, and I'll be looking for creative ways to be of service. So when God calls, we are impelled into action. Moses led the people from slavery and fulfilled his part in building the kingdom. He wasn't sure how this would play out. Well, neither do I. But Moses knew that God was with him in the process, and so do I. When God called the Hebrews into covenant, they were to be the model community of how humans are to live in harmony and justice. Jesus modeled that through a ministry founded on compassion. Some people have told me that compassion is one of my gifts. How could Jesus see human suffering and not react? How can we, as his followers, not act with compassion in view of the suffering we see all around us? God called Jesus and mandated him to serve, to save oppressed and persecuted people from violence and injustice. With the political persecution of Rome and the religious neglect of the Jewish leaders, the people were like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus was to be their shepherd, and the Good Shepherd calls us to be shepherds to those lost in pain and destruction. If we follow God's way, we become God's favorite possession. Our responsorial psalm, as we sang, tells us that God has made us and we are God's. If we obey, our lives will be held together in harmony, just as the border holds the puzzle together. If we live out God's ideal picture, Jesus' mission will be complete. So how are you living out your life as God's favored son and daughter? Jesus knew he could not complete his work by himself. So he sent apostles to do what he did, heal the sick and cast out the evil. When we are baptized, we are sent on that same mission, the one given to Jesus, to help set the world in balance and harmony. The ultimate finished puzzle is the kingdom of God. And according to Jesus, the kingdom is already among us as followers who live in love and service. We must always be, though, countercultural, witnessing to the gospel of love to the elderly, the sick, the incarcerated, the unborn, and the foreigner, whatever that may cost. When I put the last puzzle piece of my life in place, will the resulting picture reflect my baptismal and priestly call? As we gather today at the Lord's table, let us reflect on how our lives are being pieced together according to the call each of us has received. Oh, I'm looking for my missing piece. I'm looking for my missing piece. Hidey-ho, here I go. I'm looking for my missing piece. What or where is your missing piece?